penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Okay, that's a good day, KV, VH3, Alpha, India, India. Nothing heard on Gordon. Ontario will be clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, testing this antenna. I just threw up in my front yard. WCB, NHWCB, this is KGYNE. KGYNU, this is NHWCB. Well, hello. It sounded like it was a busy emergency response day around here. Hopefully that wasn't the case for you today. How'd we do at work? Oh, it was bad. It was really bad today. We hardly kept up, and it was definitely busy, for sure.
Penetrating the bay like...
Definitely got to be the warmer weather or something, I'll tell you. It's... I don't know what it is. Like I say, it seems like it's been busy everywhere. I've been listening even to Troy and Colossus Fire today, and they've been running calls. Like I say, probably everybody's back in school, back from Labor Day, back enjoying the weather or something. Yeah, that's for sure. It's like everybody and his brother decided to call 911 today, and then if it wasn't that, the guys on the road were finding stuff. It's like, stop it. Yeah, that gets pretty bad when they start coming across calls. I guess it makes for a good response time, but boy, it adds to everybody's workload out there and changes dispatch's plans, I guess. Yeah, it does. I don't like it. It's like, you know, you guys need to just close your eyes and keep driving.
Penetrating the bay like... penetrating the day like no.
Yeah, that's for certain. I guess for the patients, that's a good thing. Like I say, for them, for you guys inside, not such a good thing. But I guess I saved the phone call, I suppose. Somebody answering a phone. Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your day today? Not too bad here, not too bad. Got on the roof finally and did that gutter. I've been procrastinating and it's been so hot and I better get it done. The weather's still good, so I jumped up there today and that gutter was pretty packed in the back. I got that cleaned out. The roof at least is still in decent shape and it's good to walk on, so I'm glad for an old roof like that. We're still exploring options in that avenue.
Yeah, just be careful going up there. You don't need to fall off the roof. You get some of them gutter tars or something like that and heat it from the leaves going in the gutters.
That's hopefully the plan if we ever put a new roof on this house and that ever comes to fruition. That's the plan, but especially across the back, maybe in the front, but definitely across the back, and that'll eliminate having to get up on the roof. But at least I got an eyeball on it. It really isn't too bad. It's, you know, transitioning, getting up there. It might not be, I have to, you know, pretty much crawl across the roof there. I don't have the greatest balance anymore, but get across it and get back on the ladder and all good and done.
Hey, glad that's over with. Yeah, so hopefully don't have to worry about that for a little while at least. And, you know, I drive past and I try to look at the roof as I'm driving past, but always seeing some knucklehead either pulls out, puts on their brakes, or being dumb, and so I can't get a good look at the roof.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes definitely on that part of the road now, especially with that new pathway that goes through. Really, have had a lot of issues, or maybe a lack of education for people, because I mean, people just start out. We've almost had a couple, three accidents. They're just people slamming on the brakes, and somebody then almost rear-ending them. I mean, the idea of the walkway pathway is a great idea. It really is. But there needs to be something a little bit better to control traffic and pedestrians. Either education or the blinking lights doesn't do it.
Penetrating the bay.
I think it is education. Don't understand that it's, you know, those little shiny lights are there to get people's attention, but they're not a stoplight. They're not an actual stop sign to make, you know, make people stop. They're just there to say, hey, somebody's crossing, pay attention.
NAWCB, yes, I concur there. You just never know. I've watched these people and, these pedestrians, they give you a dirty look if you don't stop, or I watch people driving by, and it's like, you don't have the right of way, you step into the street, and some of these folks, they're stepping in the street, they just simply don't care. It's just a lack of education, and, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, Wayne, you No, I get it. I get it. And people are just rude. They don't care. It's like parking lots. You know, it's like you back out and somebody's walking behind you. And it's like, hey, dude, you know, I'm backing out. Just see that, you know, I'm moving and I've got my, you know, reverse lights on. It's just like these people don't care. They're into themselves and, you know, they're doing their own thing. And heaven forbid if, you mess their day up or stop them from doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's for sure, you know. Folks have a lot on their minds, but unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where there's others out there, and sometimes, you know, we have to, sometimes we have to put ourselves, you know, think of another's type of thing, and I think our world has lost that, other people and other, you know, that care and compassion for others that are out there. Just, so much going on out there today in our world.
Penetrating.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's pretty sad. I don't know what to think about it. You know, it's I don't know, people, when people lose the care and affection for others, they become monsters, and I think a lot of people have become monsters, and it's very evident in today's world.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, a world without God, without the Bible, and that it makes it hard. Yet we live in this world, and we can make a difference with our actions and attitudes. You know, even how we respond, and trying to tell myself that these days is, we do the best we can, I suppose.
Penetrating debate.
Yeah, I've had that discussion with the kids, because the kids know about yesterday's event, and got some questions, you know, from them in regards to it. You know, just had to explain, hey, you know, you still gotta show love, you still gotta show compassion, you still gotta show, you know, do what's right, even in a world that doesn't like what's right.
And that's a good teaching moment there for you, and, you know, wow, it's hard to believe, you know, your kids are at a point that your older ones are at a point where they understand things that are going on, or beginning to understand, or ask the tough questions. And like you say, it's a good teaching moment, and being able to live that out. It's hard. Our country is, our world has become really, a battleground against one another, rather than, you know, uniting and joining. And that just, a lot of it has become a moral issue, just leaving it at that point. But it's bad. But again, we can be that light in a lost world.
Penetrating the day.
Yeah, I've seen that light set on a hill, or, you know, salt. Still gotta be there. I gotta step up and do what's right. So, you know, it was good. It was, the teaching moment, I guess. It is not the event itself, but, you know,
Charlie Bravo, and You're clear. On your mic.
Sounds good, Dave. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 882, Mom. KAYN Euclid.
Penetrating the day like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, testing an antenna that I just tried to repair and put back on the roof. Am I getting into this machine with low power? KE8LAX looking for a signal report.
NAWRO, you are sounding great. Lima Charlie.
NAWRO, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Did a little bit of work to an antenna on top of the roof and put this FTM 300D in the office, so I was just testing it. I appreciate it. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Awesome, Dean. That's a good radio. I've got the FTM 150 myself, but so I presume you're going to be on the net tonight, then.
That is correct. That's actually what I was trying to get it all set up for.
Sounds good. I'll clear the frequency so they can do their 15-minute check, then. You have a good one, and I'll listen for you on the net. NAWRO.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WSJY 430 testing. Anybody out there?
Yeah, like get off ham radio.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.